On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Help break down Shador's debut on Sunday. What to expect from his first career start coming up here against the Raiders this upcoming Sunday. We head out to the fan hotline. He joins us every single Wednesday at 920 at Cleveland.com. It's our good friend Dan Lobby, and he joins us now. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing, Jake?
I feel like we're... The Browns are 2-8, so I don't know how great that feels. But it feels like we almost have a breath of fresh air right now with Shador Sanders as a quarterback. It feels like the one week this season that feels almost in any way different than the first 11 or so.
Yeah, at least there's something to look forward to. I think people have been waiting to kind of have this moment when Shador finally takes the field. It wasn't real clear when it would happen, but here we are, and it's happening in this weird 4 o'clock window that honestly doesn't have that many great games. So it almost feels like all eyes might actually be on the Browns and Shador Sanders when he plays in Las Vegas on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, media attention would definitely tell that. Obviously, Dan, we saw our first action of Shador in the second half against the Ravens. Saw the Browns put up no points. Shador went 4 of 16. What did you make of his debut?
I thought it was a lot of what we kind of expected in some ways, right? Like some of the flaws, came out. He didn't deal with pressure well, and I just think the Ravens knew that. They were going to blitz him like crazy and try to create pressure like crazy, and that's what they did. Now, that final drive, they weren't creating as much pressure. He had a little more time, and he delivered some nice throws. So I thought it was kind of what we expected out of Shador Sanders. It was more bad than good just because the Ravens were doing a lot of things to kind of force him to do those bad things, retreating from pressure, maybe not going through his progressions as quickly as possible. So hopefully with a week of game planning, that's going to set him up to be a little more successful against, if the Raiders kind of try and do a similar thing.
Yeah, Dan, you talk about the game planning, and obviously, like, we all know the story. Shador had no first-team reps leading into his debut at any point this season. How much of a difference do you think this week, obviously it starts today, you only get a couple of practices really to get those reps under your belt. How much of a difference do those make?
I think it's huge because, to me, it goes beyond the reps. It goes to him, being able to sit with the coaches and they can figure out, I like this play. Let's try this one. Let's kind of sequence these together. The coaches can sit down and say on this play, we're going to look at this guy first. They can really simplify things for him. So I think him having input on the game plan, I think the coaches being able to kind of, walk him through the game plan, and also just knowing he's going to be the starter. So they're not going to put things into that game plan that he can't handle. Whereas, you go into that game with Dylan Gabriel, maybe there's some more to it there. Maybe there's some more complicated things and some things that Dylan can handle that maybe Shador can't. So I think it goes beyond just the reps. I think it's just this idea of being able to say, all right, Shador, what do you like? And then the coaches also being able to play more to his strength than they were able to when he was just the backup.
So then going into this game against the Raiders, Dan, what does the expectation for Shador look like?
Well, it's got to look better than Sunday. We'll start there. But I think really it's just about, can you be efficient, right? Can you be efficient? Can you not turn the football over? I think that's the big concern, because he had the one interception, almost threw another one. I think Kyle Hamilton will just never want to play another game in Cleveland if he can't seem to catch a football when he's playing at Huntington Bank Field for everything else he does so well. I think it's going to be about that. You know, take your shots when they're there, but don't force it. You know, Dylan Gabriel and Kevin Stefanski always like to say, you know, you don't go broke when you take profits. Do that. You know, if Jerry Jeudy's open on a crosser, hit Jerry Jeudy on the crosser. You don't have to throw it deep every time. So efficiency, protect the football, and, you know, see if you can score, you know, see if you can get this offense to 20 points.
So, Danny, as we look forward, obviously, you know, Dylan's still in the concussion protocol. No real timetable on a concussion in general whenever it happens. So as we go forward and look, if Dylan ends up being healthy for next week, what is a Shedeur Sanders start that basically keeps Dylan on the bench and Shedeur is a starter? Does it go more to his play? Does it go just to earning a win? What is it the actual clinches a starting job for Shedeur?
I think a win would go a long way. I think that's the first thing, just because it's always harder to make that change if you win with a quarterback. It's harder to say, okay, now we're going to go back to the other guy. It's harder on him, and it's harder for the team, too, to really buy into that decision, I think. And then, again, if he just is able to – if they win a little bit because of him, so maybe he stretches the field more than we've seen since Joe Flacco left town. Again, as he – protecting the football. It's not getting turned over, so the defense isn't getting stuck in these short fields. So he's kind of contributing to that complementary football. I don't think the bar is that high. Now, we know Kevin Stefanski is stubborn, so maybe Kevin will look at it and say, listen, Dylan's the starter. I'm going to go back to him, you know, unless Shedeur just absolutely lights it up. But I think if you win this football game, if you take care of the football, if you're efficient and you just show a little bit of an ability to stretch the field more than we've seen over the last few weeks, in my mind, that should be enough for him to get another shot, even if Dylan Gabriel's healthy.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, Dan. So obviously Raiders, we saw them on Monday Night Football. Not very good. Shedeur at the helm, first start. Hey, does this feel like a game that the Browns should win?
It does, but I feel like we said that a couple weeks ago when they were going to play the Jets. I feel like that loss just changed everything. It just made you realize that this football team can lose to anybody, because this offense just isn't very good. And now you're starting a rookie quarterback, and we don't know what to expect from that rookie quarterback. When he's really good, we know it can look really good. But we saw on Sunday, when it's bad, it can look really bad. So the Raiders are a good team for him to start against, just because, hey, they're another two-win team. They don't have the talent or the scheme or all of the good things that Baltimore has going for them. But you have to just remember, these are NFL players too on that side. And if you give them a chance, if you start turning the football over, you start giving them those short fields, they can steal this game. Now, I think the Browns defense can cause headaches for Geno Smith and you know, the rest of that, you know, that Raiders offensive line. They don't have a ton of weapons. So I think this is a good matchup on that side, but it's really going to be about what this offense can do with a rookie quarterback. And can it be good enough to score just enough points to win?
Dan, I do want to go back to the idea of reps for a second. Obviously, like I mentioned, Shedeur wasn't getting first team reps. Do you feel like that was a mistake at any point during the year, that Shedeur was not running with the first team, to the point where we have Wyatt Teller saying he didn't really even know Shador's cadence, and obviously Shedeur joking after the game that he thinks that was the first football that he's thrown to Jerry Jeudy all season?
I think it's hard for me to believe that there wasn't some time to give him, you know, a few reps here and there. Now, obviously, when you have another rookie quarterback who's starting, that guy needs as many reps as he can get. But to not have, like, I don't know, even five reps of practice, something like that, where Shedeur Sanders can at least take some snaps from Ethan Posick and maybe throw to Jerry Jeudy and just get some work with these guys, I was a little surprised by that. But personally, I think this is just more of a roster construction issue, because I think people know the starter gets the reps, and when that starter is a rookie and he needs all those reps, you don't want to take those away from him. But the Browns set up this scenario where they have two rookies who, I mean, let's be honest, two rookies who aren't ready to be starters in the league right now and need as much work as they can get. Well, unfortunately, with one starting, he's got to take a lot of that work. You're kind of, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul here. And I think it's a roster construction thing. It's a hard ask to get these two rookies up to speed at the same time.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Dan, then going through and looking, obviously a little bit more into the future, Shador has a potential of 7 starts in front of him. Do you think there's something that he can perform on the field that actually stops the Browns from taking a quarterback next year, if that's the plan that they're set on right now?
I mean, he would have to be really good, and they'd have to win some football games. Now, I think he can play well enough to put himself in the conversation to compete. You know, if you take a quarterback in the first round, all bets are kind of off. That guy's going to be your starter sooner rather than later. Maybe you go a month into the season, and you kind of pretend that you have that he's not ready to start. But usually these guys start pretty quickly. So that would change the math a little bit, but to me, I don't know if there's really anything Shador will do to show that he should be the long-term starter, just because I think it would take take a few transcendent performances. It would almost, you know, and you'd have to win some games that maybe you didn't expect to win. So I think he can do enough to put himself in the discussion. I don't think he's going to be good enough that we're going to get to January, whatever, after that Cincinnati game and say, yeah, he's the guy. They don't need a quarterback.
Dan, how much does this quarterback class come into play in that conversation? We know, obviously, what it was supposed to be, but it's turned a lot more into basically 3 quarterback names that people didn't expect to be at the top of the first round, and 2 of those guys potentially could elect to go back to college and play another year.
Yeah, that's the other problem. You don't know if you're going to have a chance to get a guy. You don't know if it's going to be the guy you want. This was supposed to be such a strong class, but now a lot of these guys, they either haven't performed well, or like you were saying, they might go back. And, you know, I look at a guy like, obviously Fernando Mendoza is the guy at the top of everybody's boards at the moment. Then you've got a guy like Ty Simpson, right? Really intriguing, has shown some promise at time, but he hasn't started many games. And that's usually a red flag when you're drafting a quarterback, if they haven't played a lot in college. So I think that's going to be a factor. And I think that's why there's a chance that one of these 2 young guys could be competing to start next year and could be almost trying out to be a starter, at least for a little while next year. I'm sure they'll bring in another veteran as well. But a lot of this is going to depend on where they end up in the draft and what the teams in front of them need. And I just keep thinking, like, even if the Titans keep losing and they still believe in Cam Ward, they're going to be selling off that number 1 pick because they need as much draft capital and they need the ability to add as much talent as they can. So it's going to be tricky if this ends up being like a 1 or 2 quarterback draft.
Again, Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, Dan, looking away from the quarterback spot, Jerry Jeudy had his media availability today, and I know you had one of the questions that you asked him where we got 5 words or less from Jerry Jeudy, and his entire press conference basically took sub 2 minutes. What was happening today?
It was weird. it was weird. And I honestly, I don't know. And, you know, I know somebody went up and kind of asked him, like, hey, are you mad at us or something? And I guess he wasn't. So I don't know. And I don't really want to speculate on what. I mean, it could be as simple as maybe he was just upset that somebody jumped him in line to go up to the podium. You know, and now I don't know if that was it. I don't think it has anything to do with the quarterback change. I don't think it has anything to do with something people should be worried about. But when you stand up there and have a press conference like that on a day when you would have been one of the main stories, because you're obviously very affected by this quarterback change, it just leaves people open to speculate. So I thought it was strange. Jerry can be a little short sometimes, but he's always been really good with us. He's always talked after almost every game. This was just bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I was going to ask, pretty out of character from what we've seen Jerry be in Cleveland. Obviously, we know in Denver, you know, they had their gripes with Jerry towards the end. But in Cleveland, as far as I know, Kevin's talked about him as a vocal leader in the room. And from the press conferences that I listened to, it feels like he's usually willing to stand up there and give, I don't want to say lengthy answers, but like you said, longer than they were today, for sure.
Yeah, and he's been a guy, I mean, we give away a good guy award every year, and he was a guy that some people voted for last year. Like, he was really good to us. He was really good when he spoke. And again, there was one other game this he declined to speak afterwards, but that was an exception. And that was another one of those moments where I was like, huh, that's weird. Jerry almost always talks. So, you know, I guess in this case, I'll give him a pass because this was so abnormal. And again, I don't want to sit here and speculate on what he could have been upset about or why he was so short, because I honestly don't know. I can't put my finger on what it could have been.
All right, Dana, looking at the defensive side of the ball, feels like this should be obviously the Browns have been good defensively all year long, but it feels like this should be a week where they're set up to have a pretty solid week going against the Raiders team. We just get waxed on Monday Night Football. Is there any excuse for the defense not to look fantastic?
No, there's not. And part of me wonders if Myles Garrett might just set the sack record this week, if he might just get to 23 sacks after we're done on Sunday night. There's no reason that this team shouldn't dominate, because that front, that's what they're built on. They call that the engine of this defense, and they have a chance to go in there and dominate, I think, up front. And we know Carson Schlesinger is playing really well behind them. They don't really have any threats in the passing game outside of Brock Bowers, and I think they'll be able to figure out a way to contain him. Geno Smith will turn the ball over if you give him that chance. So if the defense plays poorly, I keep thinking this is going to be like a 13-10 game. That's when it turns into like a 45-40 shootout. But no, this defense should dominate this Raiders offense.
Dan, obviously, Las Vegas, hey, we've mentioned not playing that well this year. With Shador getting the start and it just all of the noise surrounding it, what do you expect Allegiant Stadium to look like on Sunday?
I think it'll be a lot of Browns fans. I know last year it was a lot of Browns fans. And one of the things about that place is, they don't have this super loyal fan base there. Now, I think a lot of fans still travel in from, Oakland, from California, some old school Raiders fans. But I don't think there's a big Raiders fan base in Las Vegas. And the reality is, most opposing fan bases view this, if they're going to pick one game a year to go to, we're going to go to the Vegas game. So last year it was pretty loud in favor of the Browns. I think it's going to be the same this year. And you add in the Shador factor and the fact that there might be some people showing up who aren't Browns fans, but they're Shador fans. I think there could be times when this sounds like a home game for the Browns.
All right, Dan, before we get you out of here, more likely to be fired at the end of the season, Pete Carroll or Kevin Stefanski?
Ooh, wow, that's a tough one. It's so hard for me to see Pete Carroll as being one and done, but I'm not convinced that the Browns want to move on from Kevin Stefanski yet. So I guess I'll go Pete Carroll right now. But I don't know. Kevin better start winning. If Kevin loses, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the loser leaves town game this Sunday.
It definitely feels like we're not that far away. Dan, I always appreciate you setting aside the time. And hopefully when we're talking next week, I mean, best case scenario, we're talking about maybe a potential looking forward and talking about Shador being an answer. Worst case scenario, we're just completely doomed.
Well, I'll tell you this. They're never boring. We know that.
Well, we're looking forward for more of that. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us there on the Fan Hotline. We're going to react to some of what Dan had to say as well. Cavs getting ready to wrap up at Rocket Arena, taking on the Houston Rockets. And tonight did not go as planned, despite the Cavs making a little bit of a game. We'll react to that and Dan all coming up here in 5 minutes in overtime with Jake Volnick right here on the Fan.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.